The following presentation is brought to you by Priority One.
Good evening. We're in the sort of closing in on the end of the fourth perek, maybe a little bit more to go, of the Shaar Bitochen, the Chavis Halvovah Shaar Bitochen. And here he's speaking about the why the reward and punishment in Olam Haba, in the world to come, the Nevi'im, the prophets, didn't speak about. It gives a number of reasons, and it seems that the concern of the author, the Rabbeinu B'chaya, the author of the Chavis Halavovos, is very all-encompassing in terms of the total feeling of trust in Hashem that one must have, and he doesn't leave any stone unturned in terms of a question I might have, like the Nevi'im tell me so much. They tell me about the future, or the whole future of the Klal Yisrael was predicted, was prophesied in the Torah, in the Chumash, and in the Nevi'im, and so much has unfolded to this very day in fulfillment of that prophecy. And there's such a strength, the chizuk that we get from that. Like, what about Olam Haba? There's not a word. We trust. In other words, a lot of our trust is that Hashem is going to reward us both in this world and the next and beyond this world. And like, not a mention of the specifics, and it sort of makes us a little bit concerned about them. So he gives some of the reasons why the Nevi'im actually did not speak directly about these things. And he says, as follows: Umehem she'om hoyu min ha'sichlus u'miyut ha'avona b'inyan she'inenu nelam mima she'kosuv b'atoiro. People are not necessarily so smart, and sometimes they're lacking understanding and somewhat foolish. V'noag ha'boyre imohem minag ha'ov ha'choymel al b'noi ha'kotn k'shuroi tz'liyasroi b'nachas ula'at. K'moi she'kosuv k'inar Yisrael v'oyaviyu. V'ov sh'roi tz'lamines b'no b'narus ha'chokmas sh'yale bohem el ha'maylas ha'lyonas sh'lo yivinen ha'nar b'yisahi ilo hoyem mefayis oysa aleyhem. So there are certain things that if they would be explained to us, they'd be too difficult to understand. You know, exactly Olam Haba and what's going on over there and what it means, a world that's bereft of bodily context and just the soul. And a father, when he wishes to reprimand his son, he acts with mercy on his son. And he wants to do it benachas and slowly. Kinar Yisrael v'oyhaveu, and the Klal Yisrael is like a young child to Hashem, and he loves us. V'ohav sh'roi tz'lamin b'noi es b'noi b'narusa achochmas ha'shayala b'hem alamaylas ha'olyoynes sh'levin ha'nar b'yisahi. A father who wishes to teach his child in his youth wisdom, that through that wisdom he's going to achieve higher and higher levels, but he won't understand it fully at the stage of childhood. If he would explain it to him or give it to him, and he just tells him, take it, learn, these are the circumstances with which you will elevate yourself, and if he's going to explain too much, he's not going to understand. So sometimes there are things that if they can't be understood, that we're not going to tell them, we're just going to give them general directives, and at a point later on when they can understand, that's the time that we give them. So the same thing that Hashem does with us, things that are beyond our comprehension, beyond the world that we're familiar with and our ability to deal with, so there he doesn't give us all of these details. Chashe ye'adehu al zeh b'mashu orev lo'im miyad, b'machul mimishtu malbush noah u'merkeves noah, v'adoyim l'zeh. So what does the father do? The father wishes to encourage him. He says, in that which is sweet and pleasant to him immediately, like food, drink, beautiful clothing, travel, the ability to merkeves, a chariot to travel on, a beautiful way to travel, to be able to be mobile. And he also, if he wants to educate him about this and to encourage him, the things that will cause him immediate pain, like hunger and not having clothing and malchus and things like that. And the purpose being, he'll straighten out his thinking that he'll trust that the things that he can understand and that's real to him and easy for him to tolerate, and that becomes his motivation to do good. And when he gets older and his mind gets stronger, then he'll understand in depth what it's really about, and he'll realize that the things that he was running for and that are so he so enjoyed, that was so pleasurable, are not really so pleasurable, and he'll be able to understand things in a broader, deeper perspective. But it does seem from here, very interestingly, that if we talk about reasons for doing good and reasons for observing mitzvahs with our children, that's from the Moshel that he says, we should not be speaking about things that they don't appreciate, they don't understand. Olam Haba is not discussed in a way that it's too much for them, it's too much to comprehend. Sometimes I think even for our children it's too far away, and we have to deal with things that are more imminent, that are more in our world, that we can relate to more, and at the time when we grow and understand, then the more abstract is possible. So this is like a reason why too many details were not given, because details of Olam Haba, which would not be understood, wouldn't be very helpful to anybody.
And
Hashem has done the same thing to cause us to await and to scare us. Bigmul vo'enish me'marim, with punishment that comes fast. Mipnei shiyodaki ha'om kasher yisuknu la'avoido tigal me'alim sichlusom bigmul ha'olam. And that a person the Hamoinam at least on a lower level will get their act together and cast aside their foolishness. When they realize that there's a price you pay, there's a consequence. Consequences are important, certainly in this world, to realize that if I don't behave properly, see, the reward part of it is too abstract, I won't be able to relate to. But consequences are something that it's easier on a lower level, that is, to relate to, and therefore that will lead people to behave in a proper way. The Rambam, however, points out that, and of course, I don't think the Chovos HaLevavos disagrees, that a person should not serve Hashem out of fear or out of desire for reward or out of fear of punishment, rather out of love. However, he does seem to say that there is a lower level where a person hasn't gotten to that level of love yet, hasn't gotten to that level of maturity, hasn't gotten to that level of appreciation, and at that level the person does have to know that at least there are some consequences. So on a lower level, people less educated, people less motivated, people less elevated, will just, the consequences will get them going, and eventually they'll rise to higher levels. Umehem, another reason why this reward was not explained to us in Olam Haba, Shegmul Olam Haba Ein Odom Roy Loi B'Maaseu HaTov Bilvod Achia Roy Loi Minu Elokim B'Shnei Dvorim Achar HaMaisa HaTov. And part of it, he says, is that a person is not, part of the reason that a person is not informed about the reward in the next world is because it isn't his good actions alone that bring them, But the reward of the next world goes beyond the good actions that we do. So here's another answer, he says, why, in case we're concerned, like, I trust Hashem, I trust Him, He's going to reward me, yet He doesn't tell me very much about it, He leaves me in the dark, it confuses me a little bit, it's easier to trust something when you know specifically, especially I trust Hashem, and I trust His Nevi'im, so if His Nevi'im would tell me exactly what's involved, it would be much more of a motivator. So one of the reasons he gave, why he's not giving us that motivation, is because it's beyond our ability to deal with. We have to deal with simpler things of cause and effect, of consequences in this world, because that's too abstract and too remote, too difficult. But another reason he gives here is because it's not so. A person in Olam Haba, his Olam Haba is not solely dependent, only dependent upon what he does in this world. It goes beyond that. And here comes a very interesting comment that the Chovetz HaLevavot says. Ho'echod, what are these factors? He says that there are two things that have to do with beyond the good that he does that influence the reward and the benefits, that he gets in Olam Habo, in the next world. Ho'echod, she'yere b'nei odom avide sabur yisaleh. That he teaches people the way of serving Hashem. V'yanhigeim lasis hatoiv. And he leads them to do good. K'mei shekosu u'matztikei horabim. And those who cause the masses to do good, they will be as stars shining forever. Those that give teichocha, that give guidance and rebuke others for their mistakes, they will good. Will the blessing of good will be upon them. So he continues. V'chashi iskabitz lamishtadl gmol hatztokosu el gmol tzidkosu gmol emunas libo sivlo yaroi ligmol olam habo eitzel haboirei. So he says like this. And then the reward that he gets for the his own actions will be compounded. He gets his own reward for his own tzidkis and his own emuna in his heart and his tolerance of suffering that he has in this world. So then he'll be much more worthy of reward, because not only does he have reward for his own shortcomings, for his own mitzvahs, for his own ma'isim tovim, his own good that he did, but he has this compounded by all of the good that he did for others, which is a tremendous enhancement of the good that he has. So if he were to tell us what olam haba you get for what mitzvahs, it would be limited, because whatever we get for a specific mitzvah is compounded many times over when we do things to be matzdik the rabbim, to lead others in the derech Hashem. On this, I would like to mention. I think that there's a. I believe I have it right here. There's another piece from the Chovetz HaLevavot, which I think is very, very appropriate to mention in this context. This is from the Shaar Ahavas Hashem, but it really speaks about this inyan of being matzdik the rabbim, of causing others to do good. And he says like this, V'roi lecho achai lo das, you should know this, my brother, ki zchuyos ha-mamin, the merit that a believer gets, afilu im yiyem agiel ha-tachlis ha-rechoiko b'tikun nafshele l'kim yisborach, even if he reaches the highest level, the ultimate, the most distant level of achievement in perfecting his nefesh, his soul, towards Hashem, v'ilo hoyo korov l'malochim b'midoysom ha-teves u'man minhogim ha-mishubochim, and even if he approached the level of angels, he becomes so great, so purified in the good midos and in their actions that are praiseworthy and their efforts b'avodas Hashem, v'avosom ha-zakoboy, and their pure love of Hashem, even if he reached the level of malochim in their perfection and their pure love of Hashem, einom kischuyes mishemoyre b'nei odom el haderech ha-tuivo. These are not comparable to the merits of a person who teaches people, leads, guides them to the good, to the derech hatoivo. Umiyasher harishoyim elavei desabore, and he straightens out the wicked, even though they're rishoyim. That much, just even rishoyim, he straightens them out to service of Hashem. Sheshchuyosov nichpolois ba'avur shchuyosom bechol hayomim uvechol hazmanim. His merit is constantly multiplied because of the schusim that they have. If someone leads others to the proper derech, then that person schusim, and not only his own schusim, he has many personal schusim, but he also has schusim compounded many times over, because he gets credit for all of the good that all these people that he influenced the good get. And this is what he says, and even if he'd be on the highest levels of human perfection, he won't achieve as much. And he gives a moshul of investment, and then he says, "V'chein achai, mi she'ein mesaket ela nafshe bilvan," a person who only works to perfect and purify his own nefesh alone. His merit will be minimal. U'mishe mesaket nafshe v'nefoshes rabbis, but one who is mesaket, who perfects his own nefesh and other nefoshes, his schus will be multiplied. Tichpal schusay kefi schuyos kol mishi yitaken lelekim. And he says his schus will be multiplied manyfold according to everyone that he brings towards the derech of Hashem. Kemei shkosu chazal kol hamezakeh harabim ein chet bo al yodo. One who's mezakeh, who does, brings merit to the masses, to the rabbim, no chet comes to him. He is protected. He reaches a level of schusim which is beyond. And here the Gemara even says about this, ein chet bo al yodo, that such a person is protected from sin. So the Gemara says, because it wouldn't be nice that the guy, the one that he was mezakeh, is in Gan Eden, and he should be in Gehenna. It's not right. It shouldn't be such a thing. So therefore, ein chet bo al yodo, he'll be protected from sinning, and he goes on and on. Anyway, and all of this, the Chavis HaLevavos says, is one of the, provides another reason why Hashem doesn't go into detail about the reward that we're going to receive in Olam Haba, because going into detail about that would bring us, would limit the amount of reward, because the only reward that we can measure, the measurable reward, is I do this, so I get this, I do this, I get this, I perfect myself here, so I get reward. But the infinite schus and schar that we get for the benefit that we cause spiritually, religiously to other people, guiding them, teaching them, learning with them, that type of thing is so powerful, he says, that would not even be capable, wouldn't be able of any way to describe, and therefore if there would be a description of the schar in Olam Haba, it would not be adequate to even come near to describe the potential that a person really has for earning benefit. V'hasheni, another reason, he says, chesed me'olekim u'nedova v'toy v'kumei shekozov u'lecho Hashem chosed ki atu teshalim le'ish kima'aseihu. And another reason, and I think this is a very very important concept. Is that Hashem's another reason why we cannot, why the Nevi'im didn't describe the Schar of Olam Haba, is because of the Chesed Me'elokim u'nedova v'toivo, the special Chesed from Hashem and His generosity and His goodness. As the Pasuk says, L'cho Hashem chosed ki ato teshalem le'ish kima'aseihu, because of the fullness of the chesed that Hashem gives. And one of the Mefarshim, he learns the Tov HaLavon, and he says, L'cho Hashem chosed shemarich af, that Hashem is patient and withholds His anger, af al pi shemeshalem le'ish kima'aseihu, even though the system is that you pay a person according to what he does, but Hashem's chesed takes it beyond that. Because Hashem does for us chesed that takes beyond even that which we deserve. Therefore, to measure or to describe the benefits of Olam Haba would take us to a level which would describe things that would describe much minimally compared to what we really have to understand, because a person can gain so much and so much more by all of the chesed Hashem, by all the patience, by Hashem. A person makes a mistake and Hashem waits, and rather than punishing him, he allows him a chance to do tshuva, and he's patient with him, he's ma'arichaf, and so forth, so that the ultimate schar that a person gets in Olam Haba cannot be measured in this world because of the extra measures of chesed that Hashem puts in to helping a person besides that which a person does, that which he earns and deserves for the actual actions that he does. And here I would just like to mention something else which is relevant to our discussions of bitochen in a very common, very often times. And that is that one of the problems, and we've mentioned this, that we have with bitochen is that we're afraid that maybe I don't deserve it. Not just like here we're talking about Olam Haba, but even in Olam Hazeh, like, I'm afraid I don't deserve it. So how can I rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help me in something? Maybe I don't deserve it. And we know the Rishonim say, that the Rabban says in his Emunah Bitochen and others, that Kol HaBiteach Ma'amin, everyone who has Bitochen, of course, believes in Hashem. But not everyone who believes in Hashem and knows all of the Amun and Hashem's involvement, Hashem's caring and everything else, and believes that Hashem is going to help us. Why? Every Ma'amin doesn't necessarily have Bitochen, because Shema Goram Achet. Maybe I sin, and then I'm not going to be able to gain that which I wanted, because I don't deserve it. And it seems that the only reason that a Ma'amin cannot internalize that bitochen and be sure that Hashem is going to take care of him, because maybe I don't deserve it, Shema Goram Achet. So we have to be aware that there is chesed Hashem, that Hashem is, there's chesed nedovo v'toivo. And despite the fact that the system is to pay us for what we deserve, Hashem has beyond that system the midas of chesed and chanino, giving matnas chinom, giving things that we don't deserve. Chanun verachum Hashem, erech apayim verav chesed. Chanun verachum Hashem. Hashem is gracious, that means gives things that we don't deserve. Verachum, and has rachmonis on us when we suffer. Erech apayim, slow to anger, so he will overlook or delay the response, and hopefully that we do tshuva. Erech apayim verav chesed. The MS, and full of chesed and truth, and therefore we rely on Hashem to do things for us even beyond that which we deserve. Rationally speaking, we can't be sure if I don't deserve it, but emotionally, I know Hashem's chesed, I feel Hashem's chesed, I know how much He cares, I know how much He loves, and that gives me the strength. That's really where we take the final strength to be able to put our trust in Hashem. And I believe, and have it on good authority, that that's the way most people are mshatin that, that even that which we find in the Emunah Bitochen of the Chazon Ish, where he seems to say there's a mistake to think, he says it's an old mistake that has taken deep root amongst people, to believe that when a person faces an unknown future, that it's for sure, the Baal Bitochen Zchiyuv is to say, it's vada going to be good. As he says, how could you say that? Miyodeh Mishplei Hashem, who knows? Hashem Agorim Achet, who knows what judgment is awaiting this person? Therefore, how can he be sure that it's going to be for his good? Maybe he's not deserving. The same question the Rishonim say. So the Chazon Ish therefore says that bitochen is rather, it seems to say, at least bitochen is rather the realization that ein mikra lefonav, there's no accidents. You can't be sure that it's going to be good, but you can be sure that Hashem is in control. And I believe that the Chazon Ish, even later, at the end of that whole maimer, seems to say there's another level of bitochen, something from within does announce to you and says that it's going to be good. And it sounds like what the Chazon Ish means is, he says, the tos is kichuiv olahamin, that it's an obligation to be sure that it's going to be good. We are not, according to the Chazon Ish, not obligated to reach that level of bitochen, that I know for sure Hashem is going to take care of me 100%, everything's going to work out for the good. The minimal level that's obligatory is that Ein mikra lefonav. I know for sure there's no accidents. I know for sure Hashem is taking care of everything. However, whether or not there will ever be some type of whether I will actually get that which I'm hoping for and praying for and want, that's not that feeling is not an obligation to feel. However, he says it's not the tos is kechuyiv lahamin, that this is the chiyuv. The chiyuv of bitochon is to realize a mikra lefonav. There's no accidents. Everything is from Hashem. However, there is a madrega, and the Rebbe Avraham and Rambam says it, and others. So many others say it. There's a madrega where a person pushes it. It's logical. Maybe I don't deserve it, but emotionally I just know he's not going to let me down. Like the Goyin says, until now he never let me down, and it wasn't because I deserved it. It was only because of chesed and rachamim. And chesed and rachamim of Hashem continue forever. Therefore, I can rely on that chesed and rachamim now. And even though intellectually I might think maybe I don't deserve it, but emotionally when I focus on the chesed and rachamim of the past, then I realize that just as he's done it in the past, and he is eternally and always consistent, and he will never change. So just as he responded with chesed and rachamim to all my needs in the past, even though I didn't deserve it, he will continue to do so into the future. And that gives me the ability to have that sense of bitochon in Hashem.
Thank you for listening to this presentation brought to you by Priority One. Please visit us online at www.priority-one.org. That's priority-1.org, where you can download free audio and publications on parenting, teaching, and teens at risk. For more information or to make a donation, please visit us online or call 800-33-4EVER.